If you like video games, animation, superheroes, or you're just an all-around geek like me, you're in the right place. It's March 11th, 2024. Today, there's a new Mario movie announcement, a new Watch Dogs film adaptation, an update about Spinal Tap, and Peacemaker Season 2. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Okay, so follow me here. When people write down March, but they abbreviate it, they write it down as MAR, just M-A-R. And yesterday was March 10th. So if you abbreviate March and you're writing it in all capitals, MAR 10 looks a little bit like you're writing out the name Mario. And so Nintendo always celebrates March 10th as Mario Day. And yesterday for Mario Day, Illumination and Nintendo announced a brand new animated film based on the world of Super Mario Brothers. It's been confirmed that Matthew Fogel will write the script. Fogel is known for writing the first Super Mario Brothers movie, the story for The Lego Movie 2, and Minions: The Rise of Gru. Aaron Horvath and Michael Janelic will direct. These co-directors also worked on the first animated Mario film. Aaron Horvath has also directed the DC Comics film Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Michael Janelic produced that same Teen Titans film, and he's got experience producing for other films in the Scooby-Doo, Batman, and Thundercats franchises. Video game designer Shigeru Miyamoto said, "This time we're thinking about broadening Mario's world further, and it'll have a bright and fun story. We hope you'll look forward to it." The new Super Mario Bros. Movie will jump into theaters on April 3rd, 2026. According to Deadline, Sophie Wilde is in discussions to star in a film adaptation of the popular Ubisoft video game Watch Dogs. The film comes from New Regency Pictures. Matthew Turi is set to direct the film. Christine LeBlanc wrote the script, and the script has been revised by Victoria Botta. Yariv Milcha, Natalie Lehman, and Margaret Boykin will produce. Here's how Deadline describes the project. While plot details are being kept under wraps, the popular game is set in fictionalized versions of real-life cities at various points in time, and follow different hacker protagonists who, while having different goals to achieve, find themselves involved with the criminal underworlds of their respective cities. The antagonists are usually corrupt companies, crime bosses, and rival hackers who take advantage of CTOS, that's the Central Operating System, a fictional computing network that connects every electronic device in a city together into a single system and stores personal information on most citizens. The player also has access to CTOS, which can be used to control various devices to assist them in combat, stealth, or solving puzzles. There is no further news about the Watchdog film at this time. In 1984, a rock and roll mockumentary was released. That film, called This Is Spinal Tap, became a bit of a cult classic. It tells the story of a fictional heavy metal band named Spinal Tap as they go on quite an adventurous tour. Multiple outlets confirmed that the sequel has officially begun production. Castle Rock Entertainment, the production company, confirmed that they will begin filming in New Orleans. Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer will all return to play their roles as members of the band. Rob Reiner will reprise his role as the documentarian Martin Marty DeBergy, but he will also be directing the actual film once again. On top of that, Castle Rock Entertainment confirmed some of the musical cameos that we can expect to see. Elton John, Paul McCartney, Questlove, Garth Brooks, and Trisha Yearwood will also be featured in the film. The story will reportedly take place after a 15-year hiatus when England's loudest and most punctual band reunites for one final concert. There is no further news about This Is Spinal Tap 2 at this time. Actress Jennifer Holland, who plays Amelia Harcourt in the DC Extended Universe, confirmed that Peacemaker Season 2 is set to begin filming this summer. James Gunn responded on Meta's social media app Instagram. He playfully teased the validity of Holland as a reputable source, not just because she's an actress in the series who would know for sure, but also because they're married. Gunn said, "The source is kind of iffy, but this is true. John Cena shared this on Howard Stern last week. To answer your follow-up questions, yes, we will be shooting Superman and Peacemaker simultaneously. Yes, I've written all the episodes, but no, in the interest of getting the show out there, I won't be able to direct them all, only some. And yes, Waller is still happening, and Jeremy and Crystal are hard at work writing great stuff, but the schedule was impacted by the strikes, so Waller will come after Peacemaker in the larger order of things." That's correct. Waller, the spin-off series following Amanda Waller, is in the works, and season 2 of Peacemaker starts filming this summer. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Studio Ghibli's The Boy and the Heron won an Oscar for Best Animated Feature. Come back tomorrow so that we can talk about new comic books. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for March 11th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.